Eyes on the Game hits the air with the biggest guests. MMA and boxing news, interviews from the red carpet, and exclusive stories from the hottest insider in sports. Vegas-born Helen Yee. Follow her on social media at Helen Yee Sports. This is Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee on Sports 920 The Game.
Happy Friday. I didn't eat my french fries today. Actually, now I'm starting to feel guilty if I enter a Friday and I don't eat french fries. It's like you can't say happy Friday unless you do that, right?
You know what's really sad? When I was home last Friday after the show, I was like really hungry for french fries. And I kept thinking about it. And I kind of wanted to text you and be angry because I didn't have any fries on me. I was really wanting some.
You know what?
Thanks a lot.
Next time, there will be a fry celebration.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I'm down.
But not for the Lakers. Turns out, not good what's going on over there. I mean, but not surprising either. Luke Walton, got to say bye to him. But how long did we expect him to really last on that team, right? And now there's rumors that Ty Lue's coming in, which is funny. I mean, but not surprising again.
Just whatever LeBron wants, right?
It's the LeBron show. It's LeBron's world, and you all live there.
Do you hear that?
I do. Nice.
All about LeBron.
Yes, it is all about LeBron. So lots going on down in L.A., but I do have a packed show coming up because on Tuesday I got to have a chat with Kevin Lee, UFC lightweight, now moving up to the welterweight division. He will be fighting former UFC lightweight champion Rafael Dos Anjos. They're fighting on May 18th. I have that interview coming up for you soon. I do also have Francis Ngannou, UFC heavyweight, fought Stipe Miocic for the title not too long ago, but he's coming off two impressive back-to-back first-round knockouts and most recently over former UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez back in February. So I do have that interview coming up as well. And then Mike Haynes. So the Raiders and the Raiders Foundation, they're hosting their second annual celebrity swing this year, next month. And so I spoke to Mike Haynes, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, as well as former Raider. And he'll talk about just how you can sponsor if you're interested in that and so much more. So a lot going on the show, a lot coming up this weekend as well. And like I said, in LA, Lomachenko versus Krawla goes down tonight on ESPN Plus. That is a top ranked card. Now people may ask me who I think is going to win, and I don't think it's much of a going to be a close fight tonight. I think definitely the favorite, Lomachenko, is expected to win, and I do think he will win. He's faster, more accurate. And in general, like I said this morning on the press box, which shout out to Clay and shout out to Doug Marsh and Clay Baker. I said that, you know, in boxing, in even MMA, I mean, there's levels to it. And I think there definitely is levels, are levels in terms of just where, how great Loma is compared to just how good Krawla is. But I do think there will be a stoppage victory, maybe seventh or eighth round for Lomachenko. And I do know the up-and-comer, undefeated prospect, or, I mean, is it really safe to say or still call him a prospect? Teofimo Lopez, only 21 years old. I do know he will be in the crowd tonight. A lot of people want to see that fight happen, and I want to see it happen. And Teofimo's been very vocal about it, and I have interviewed him about his thoughts on Lomachenko and what's really going on there, because Teofimo is, of course, also a top-ranked fighter. So you can go to lvsportsnetwork.com. The Aviators, they had a great run so far, starting on Tuesday when they made their first home opener game. Despite a very windy day, there was, I believe, 11,046 people in attendance. It was a great crowd. Beautiful Las Vegas ballpark, new ballpark over there. My interviews with Fran Riordan are also up on lvsportsnetwork.com. The Golden Knights, their playoffs started. Ari, can I get some thoughts since I've been talking so much already for the past 5 minutes?
Hey, it's your show. My thoughts. I'm kind of just blank slate for tonight. I want to see what happens tonight. And then I feel like then I'll be willing to say, like, oh boy, this series is out of control. Like if they lose tonight. I don't know. I think it's just one game, and you know, if that's the attitude we've been taking the whole time anyway, leading up to the playoffs and saying that their little slump beforehand wasn't going to affect things. So, but they didn't play too well. Didn't seem. I mean, I didn't think Fleury played awful, but it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't what I expected. So hopefully you'll get some momentum coming back. If they could steal this one, then the series is more than still alive.
Yes, normally you split when you're away.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to. Yeah, I would have liked to see them take both. That's how you win the series.
Of course, we want to be greedy.
But yeah, we could still, I mean, you know, we'll see what happens. That's all I got really. I'm just waiting to see kind of, I want to see how this game will really kind of, you know, dictate the whole series, I think.
And I think you're right as well, that this game will dictate the whole series. And yeah, I mean, San Jose won nothing. They did look really good. And I was impressed too. I mean, even by their defense.
Yeah. I wasn't thrilled about it, but yeah, they did play well.
Yeah, I mean, but sometimes you do have to give credit where credit's due. But like you said, let's hope the Golden Knights finds their momentum, their edge, and pull something off tonight, which I believe they can. I know they can. And look at last season. I mean, I know there's different players, but you know,
yeah, it's hockey. Anything can happen.
Yes, and playoff hockey, which That's makes right. it even better.
Yes.
Yeah, the other day when I was watching the game, I was like, wow, I forgot how much I miss playoff hockey. It's so fast-paced, so much more intense,
yeah,
aggressive.
The energy in the crowd. Oh.
Yes.
That's kind of what I know that we'll win at home. That is a bold prediction, whatever. I don't know if they take tonight's game. But at home in the playoffs last year, the energy is just, that's why T-Mobile's ranked the best hockey place to play, right?
Exactly. So they'll be back at home for games 3 and 4 Sunday 7 p.m. Tuesday 7:30 p.m. I'll be at both of those games, and like I said, all post game coverage go to lvsportsnetwork.com as well as 98.9
1340
a.m. for Fox Sports Las Vegas. And it's the Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show with Ryan the Hockey Guy and Ballpark Frank. That's what he calls himself, right?
Well, he was always Ballpark Frank. They switched over to Frank Harnish, you know, to
make
it sound
Frank
more
Harnish.
Hockey-ish.
Okay, you know. So sorry, Frank Harnish.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, I mean,
we still call
Ballpark
him. We still
Frank
all
Harnish.
Call him Ballpark Frank. Everybody
yes.
calls him that. People walk by and they're like, hey, Ballpark. So.
Yes, so a lot going on over there. Make sure you check all that out for all your Golden Knights coverage. And big fight weekend, UFC 236 goes down in Atlanta. Tomorrow, a big rematch against Dustin Poirier and Max Holloway. The last time they fought, it was Max's UFC debut. And it was in the featherweight division. So good to know that today during the weigh-ins, everyone made weight, so that is always good. But in their first fight, Dustin stopped him. He submitted him by mounted triangle armbar in the first round. So I definitely don't think this fight will end in one round. I think both of these guys are very technical and they have high ring IQ. I don't think that they're just going to go in there and trade. I mean, I do think they're going to go in there and trade, but I don't think they're going to, you know, just like not put their guard up, right? And yeah, I mean, this one's really tough to pick, you know, to predict who's going to win. I can see it going either way. And obviously, Max Holloway is hitting his prime now and is a much better fighter now. And I think as far as striking wise, they're both great strikers as well. So I don't know. I mean, Max's fight against Brian Ortega, it was like striker versus, you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt. So it was like, okay, they're literally opposite styles. How is that going to work, right? And I actually didn't expect that fight to go the way it did. But then this one, they're pretty similar. And like I said, where Dustin Poirier, I mean, he's already won one fight against Max Holloway. Max Holloway, he is riding an incredible win streak right now. I believe 13-fight win streak. Yeah, beating greats like Jose Aldo, beating a Brian Ortega most recently, beating an Anthony Pettis to a Jeremy Stephens, Charles Oliveira, Cub Swanson. I mean, that's just to name a few of the guys he's beaten in this win streak. So I could definitely see it going either way, and I won't be mad whichever way it goes. May the best fighter win. But don't you love it, right, when people are like, hey, who do you think's going to win? It's tough, right? I wish I had a better answer. But the fight that I do think I have a better answer, I think Kelvin Gastelum and Israel Adesanya, they're fighting in the co-main event. I do think that Kelvin Gastelum has the edge. I do think he's going to win and beat Israel, even though some people talk about the height difference. But, I mean, Kelvin has fought taller guys and, I mean, even a much bigger guy such as Tim Kennedy when he moved up to the middleweight division. And he beat Tim Kennedy, third round TKO, you know. And then also Vitor Belfort was a bit taller as well. And I do know Vitor was past his prime, but, I mean, Kelvin still was able to stop him in the first round, despite, even though after he was tested for marijuana. So that win was overturned. And then, you know, he beat Bisping, had a close decision win over Jacare Souza. And someone like Kelvin, who did move up from the welterweight division, yes, he's quote-unquote smaller compared to the top middleweights, but he's strong, he's powerful. Not only is he a great wrestler, but he does have really good striking as well. And sometimes I think he is a bit underrated in that sense. And let's not forget, on The Ultimate Fighter, he won that tournament, The Ultimate Fighter 17, and that was the middleweight tournament, and it was over Uriah Hall. So I do give Kelvin the edge, even though Israel is a very talented fighter as well, and, you know, great kickboxer. And I think that even though Israel is undefeated right now, 16-0, coming off a win over Anderson Silva, I do think that Anderson, of course, as we all know, or the big, you know, MMA fans know, he was past his prime. And, you know, that was still a fight where I thought, would Israel be able to stop Anderson Silva? And he didn't. So styles make fights, but I do think that Kelvin overall has the edge on this one, despite a taller, lengthier Israel. And I do think that, hey, one uppercut, you know, that's the thing about if you're taller, I mean, you're right there for an uppercut, right? That's just my opinion, just what I observe. Even looking at a DC fighting Stipe Miocic and getting in the clinch and then kind of knocking him out that way. So, I see that fight leaning towards Kelvin's favor. And then taking a look at the rest of the card, it is a great card. And going down in Atlanta, so the main card, and it is on ESPN pay-per-view, so ESPN Plus pay-per-view. It is Eric Anders, Khalil Roundtree. That should be a great fight. Alan Joban and Dwight Grant. And then Ovince St. Preux and Nikita Krylov. So that should be a great fight. And yeah, I mean, I when Ari's quiet, I'm like, uh-oh, am I talking a bit too much?
Oh, I just am not a big fight guy, so the uppercut comment resonated with me, though.
The what?
The uppercut comment, because I'm a little shorter, so yeah, that's what I'd be going for.
I mean, but you could see where.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to head to a quick break. When I get back, I do have the interview, though, with Mike Haynes, who talks about the Raiders Foundation and their celebrity swing going down at Topgolf next month here in Las Vegas, of course. And then interviews with Kevin Lee and Francis Ngannou. I spoke to them over at Extreme Couture, so stay tuned. You can always tweet me at Helen Yee Sports. I appreciate all the support and continued love, and we'll be back after these messages.
I can't believe it.
That Philip brought his little brother on our mission into orbit.
How long until we get there? How long until we get there? How long until we get there?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
What's this button do? What's this button do? What's this button do? What's this button do?
No, don't touch that.
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's Gettle's 80th birthday. We're celebrating. G-O-E-T-T-L.
Everyone is using PropSwap. You know, one PropSwapper bet $10 on Loyola last year and sold it for $1,000. Four games later, PropSwap is the new and only marketplace to buy and sell these active sports wagers. So download the PropSwap app today.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Hey, what about those who have applied for a loan with DLC in the past and been denied?
Great question. Unlike banks, we try our best to approve everyone. But the reality is that some people are going to be denied, and they have been. The good news is that everyone's situation changes. 2 years ago or even 6 months ago is a long time. Now you're on your job longer. Maybe you got a raise, paid off some other bills, who knows?
And after 20 years, I'm sure DLC has had a lot of applicants.
Over 2 million people have applied with us for a loan. If you were denied in the past, come on back in. We'd love to give you another shot. We've even loosened our lending criteria over the past year.
They could also bring in a co-borrower, right?
Of course. Another good idea.
Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Monster Energy AMA Supercross in FIM World Championship. Come see the world's best race for the world's biggest title. The finals return to Las Vegas, where a champion will be crowned. For tickets and information, visit unlvtickets.com. Sam Boyd Stadium, May 4th. Get your tickets today.
Want to try your luck growing your own vegetables? You don't need luck. You just need the Home Depot. Right now, well-established vegetables and herb plants are spring Black Friday priced at 5 for just $15. And Miracle-Gro soil, get 5 for just $10. Your plants will hit the ground running, and you'll be well on your way to a successful harvest. Today is the day for doing. The spring Black Friday prices on veggies, herbs, and Miracle-Gro soil. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Limit 80 per customer. Continental U.S. only.
I can't believe it.
That Philip brought his little brother on our mission into orbit.
How long until we get there? How long until we get there? How long until we get there?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
What's this button do? What's this button do? What's this button do? What's this button do?
No, don't touch that.
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Please fasten your seatbelt in preparation for Wind Trips and Chill.
Terribles is giving away 10 experiences of a lifetime with Wind Trips and Chill.
Fiji Flyaway, Napa Wine and Dine, East Coast Hopper, Unforgettable Fairways, Alaskan Voyage, Festival Flyaway, Magical Orlando Getaway, Horsepower Heaven, Shred in December to Remember, and the ultimate Vegas staycation. It's Terrible's 60-year celebration. Visit TerribleHerbs.com for more information.
On Thursday, April 18th, join Ronald McDonald House Charities of Las Vegas at Wahoo's Fish Tacos on West Tropical from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Bring your friends to enjoy tasty food and drinks and enter drawings to win amazing prizes. 20% of proceeds will benefit Ronald McDonald House Charities of Las Vegas. For details, visit rmhlv.org or call 702-252-4663.
The 2019 Subaru Outback comes with road-gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet.
EPA estimated highway. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. Driver is responsible for safe and attentive driving. System effectiveness depends on many factors. See owner's manual.
SubaruLasVegas.com.
Have you been in a car accident while working? Did you know you might have two cases? I'm attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborne Injury Lawyers. When you're in a car accident on the job, you can make a claim against the other driver, and you can also make a claim for workers' compensation. And work comp can provide a lifetime of free medical treatment. At Battleborne, we'll handle both cases. And if we do, we'll handle your work comp case for free. If you've been hurt on the job, call Battleborne Injury Lawyers today at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer in quicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominican's Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, humankindness.
Welcome back to Eyes on the Game.
Welcome back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee.
On Sports 920, The Game.
Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game, and I'm here at the Boys and Girls Club being joined by the legend, Mr. Mike Haynes. First off, though, I must say your speech up there was incredible. How does it feel to be here, you know, and, of course, representing the Raiders Foundation?
Well, it always feels good to be representing the Raiders, but this town is just so much energy. You know, last night the hockey team winning, and that electricity, the people are still feeling it this morning. So it's great. It's great to be here and see so many people turn out for this event. A lot of excitement. Sounds like the Boys and Girls Clubs are doing a lot of great things here in the community, and the Raiders represent that. That's what they want. That's what their foundation's all about. So inviting me here was just—it's wonderful. I'm glad to be able to participate.
So does that mean when they do move here, you'll be here more often, or?
Absolutely, I'll absolutely be here more often. Actually, I'm thinking about moving here too in a couple of years. I have a 14-year-old son, and he's playing football in San Diego. But when he graduates, my wife and I might move here.
Yeah, awesome. And what was your initial thoughts, you know, when you found out that the Raiders were going to relocate to Las Vegas?
Well, initially I thought, oh, no, you know, they're going to leave California. You know, that's really the way I felt. But when you think about the NFL, I think it's the best thing for the NFL. So, you know, the NFL is trying to grow the sport around the world. Yeah. And Las Vegas has a brand name, you know, that has attracts people from around the world. And I think it's going to be a win-win. I can imagine fans coming from Mexico, from Europe, from Asia, to Las Vegas and to see a Raider game. So they'll come, they'll stay longer. Hopefully they'll have a good time. They want to move here and, you know, be part of the community. It'd all be a good thing. So I think it's the best thing for football.
And have you had a chance to drive by or see the Raiders stadium?
I have, and it's... I love the location too, you know, being close to the airport, and I think it's going to be really well designed. It's going to be the, you know, state of the art, and because it's going to be so new, you can imagine all the new technology and things that are going to be in that stadium the other stadiums won't have.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, what do you think of, you know, the season so far this year?
Well, I've been to the last two games, the Cardinal game and then the game in Oakland. They beat the Cardinals. They lost to the Chiefs. But I really thought they could have beaten the Chiefs. You know, it was a couple of turnovers, you know, one way or the other, and didn't work out. I think that they're not where I thought they would be, you know. But I think that they're starting to get better as a team. And it's going to take a little while, which is a little disappointing for me, you know, because 2 years ago I said this is going to be their year. But things have happened, and they're going to go back a little bit before they go forward, but I still think the prospects for the future are awesome.
Yes, and kind of like that rebuilding phase, yeah. Right? And what about John Gruden signing that 10-year contract?
Yeah, well, I think it's great. I'm excited. You know, I talked to a lot of Raider fans, and sometimes they're scratching their head about that. But I think that he's a winner, you know, and he's going to put it together, and maybe – It's going to take them a little while to get all the pieces in place. But I have a lot of optimism for Gruden. I think that he's a good coach and he'll put it together and win.
Yes, and especially when they're here in Las Vegas. And lastly, do you have any words for the Las Vegas Raiders fans or Raiders fans in general?
Hang in there. Just hang in there. It's coming. You know, the Raiders are going to be winners again, and they're going to win for a long time when they start winning. So, and this is a place that has the good energy that I think that really can make it happen. And Raider fans love coming to Las Vegas.
Yes, and we're very excited to have you guys here. So thank you so much, and congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
And that was my interview with Mike Haynes. And again, if you miss any of this, please go to lvsportsnetwork.com. Like I said the other day, I was down at Extreme Couture interviewing UFC fighters Kevin Lee, who has a fight against RDA coming up, and also Francis Ngannou, who has a fight against former UFC heavyweight champion Junior Dos Santos coming up here in Las Vegas in July for International Fight Week, which I'm super stoked about. But first, here's my interview with Francis Ngannou. I just want you to think about it for a second. I want to see if you were listening to me, which you are. So here's my interview with Francis at Extreme Couture. Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game here at Extreme Couture, being joined by the Predator, Mr. Francis Ngannou. Always great to see you. I feel like I see you everywhere. But you are coming off a huge win over former UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez. First round knockout. How's everything been going?
Well, everything is good. You know, I regained my position in the division and then trying to find a way to get that title fight back.
Well, you are well on your way because, like I just mentioned, you just beat a former UFC champion and you're about to fight another former UFC champion, Junior Dos Santos, in July. How do you feel about that matchup?
Matter of fact, that matchup is not official yet. But that is some fight was supposed to happen 2 years ago. So I'm very excited about it. And, the end of the day, I knew that this fight gonna happen. So instead of the title fight, when they said, when they asked me to fight Junior, I'm like, okay, so you guys don't want to give me the title fight right now. But, you know, Junior was still a good fight. I've been waiting for this fight for a very long time.
But so was he the only option that they presented to you?
Yes, actually, yes. They didn't present more. I was expecting to have like title fight as option, but I didn't have that.
Yeah. And why do you say that the fight isn't finalized yet?
Because we just talk about it. I think because we haven't signed yet. I think so. Yes. So, but we have a verbal agreement, which is yes.
So both of you guys haven't signed yet, right?
I don't know on his side, but I know on my own. I haven't signed yet. I haven't received. I might receive the contract. I haven't checked my mail since this morning, but am I? Yes.
Since this morning? Hey, maybe within the past few hours, right, when we get home?
Yes, probably, for sure, because the one we're going to do the press conference on, I think, Thursday or Friday, so they're probably going to send me the contract today or tomorrow, because they need to let us about 1 or 2 days to review the contract before signing and forward back.
Will you be doing your whole training camp here in Las Vegas, or will you kind of be going back and forth again?
My whole camp going to be here. I mean, I still going to travel because that was planned. But I'm going to be back earlier May for my training camp.
And like I said, I mean, looking at Junior, how do you think that you guys match up? And have you been impressed with him and his win over Derek Lewis, someone who you fought?
Yes. Obviously, I mean, I'm not that more impressed about Junior Dos Santos' performance because I know who is it. You know, I know what he's capable of. You know, it's not today that I know what is Junior. So when he came back and then he took Vlagoj, so like now he's on three weeks straight, which is not strange for him. You know, he used to stuff like that, and I know exactly what I'm going to.
And also your win over Cain Velasquez. It looks like his coach said that. What do you think?
What do I think? I think he didn't know what to say about it. But nothing there was illegal. Everything was clear. The first day his knee buckled, which wasn't the case, and we have the proof on video. I mean, there were nothing illegal there. And then when the referee says stop the fight, I stop. So nothing there was illegal. I mean, unless it's illegal to hit somebody in the cage now, so that means it become a grappling or something, I don't know, or wrestling.
And you did have a lot of fans from Cameroon come down, right?
Yes, because in Arizona there were a lot of people cheering for Cain, and there was booth me, and I saw one person with a flag, Cameroonian flag. I'm like, okay, at least I get someone out here representing me. Yes, it was fun.
How was that, though, going into someone else's territory, getting the boos, but then knowing that you have big fans who traveled all the way to see you?
You know, that for me is not something very strange because the end of the day, I always in someone's territory. I never been in my territory, you know. I left my country 6 or 7 years ago. I left there, I went in Europe, and I always like almost by myself, no family, you know. I have some friend base in France now, but I was there by myself. I don't have no family, so it was a new territory for me. I make it home. Now I came here, I'm still alone, so I always like that. I'm okay with it.
Do you still want that fight with Stipe, or is he kind of out of the picture now?
No, sure. I still want that fight. But the thing is, the title fight is what is on the line. I want that title fight. And then also, I don't know what Stipe is doing. It's been almost a year that he's fought. And I don't know what's going on there, but I'll just mind my business.
But nothing with Stipe has been offered to you, right? No rematch?
No at all. Not yet. I'm going to ask for the fight when needed.
Oh, not...
No, not now.
But after the JDS, if you do beat Junior Dos Santos, do you know, did they mention anything how you're fighting for the title next, or none of that has been discussed yet?
If I beat Dos Santos, the title fight will be the only fight, makes sense. The only thing that we can talk about.
Well, looking at the title fight, it was WrestleMania this past weekend. Brock Lesnar, they did mention something about how he's coming to Las Vegas. Paul Heyman said something like that. So, I mean, there's been rumors now that Brock Lesnar and Daniel Cormier will be fighting. What do you think?
I heard about that rumor, and it's probably going to happen. Yes, that fight is going to happen. DC is waiting so much about Brock Lesnar, and he doesn't want to fight somebody else. And then it's very interesting also for the UFC, so it's going to happen.
How do you see that fight going?
I think DC is going to win. You know, he's very well-rounded MMA fighter, and he has a good striking, very best striking compared to Brock Lesnar. They're both a wrestler, but I think DC get this one.
And then also, before your fight back in Arizona, when I interviewed you, you said that you would like to see the UFC go to Africa, and now there is an African champion, Usman. What do you make of him winning the title?
Well, as I always think about him, I always think he's going to believe that he's going to be the champion. And I believe that he's going to be the champ for a very long time. And once again, that should help to put Africa on the map. I don't know why UFC are not taking care of this now, but we are talking about. Anytime that I have a chance to talk to them, I mention that we want it even in Africa.
What have they said?
You know, they just say it's a time, they're working on it, stuff like that. But I want a date, a specific date, a month, a year.
I just spoke to Kevin Lee. He said that you guys were sparring and he tried to take you down. So you're laughing. How has that been going?
No, because the weight difference is too much. So I kind of have a lot of power advantage against him.
And lastly, what do you attribute to all your recent success, the back-to-back first round knockout victories? What do you credit for that?
What do I credit for that? I credit knowledge, wisdom, experience. Yes, I've been before these two last fight, I had some difficult time, then that I learned a lot from it. You know, basically as an athlete and as a man, you know, it helped me work on myself and figure out how I gonna manage things.
And I did watch something you did with Brendan Schaub where you guys were eating pasta and you said you cleaned your diet as well, right? Cleaned up your diet?
Yes, I mean, that's something that I'm learning, I'm trying to do, but it's not kind of like a base, you know? It's not like, I'm not cleaning my diet like that, you know? But just trying to eat more better, just trying to eat clean. Maybe less ice cream. Or
is that your favorite?
No, but I do eat ice cream, so just trying to keep my way for the good way, be in shape all the time.
Which flavor?
What flavor?
Ice cream.
I say kind of eat ice cream, so it doesn't matter. I don't know.
Any kind, right?
Any kind, chocolate, vanilla. Whatever.
And what about pizza? You said ice cream and pizza.
I don't care too much about it. You know, I'm not too picky.
Just whatever looks good, right? But all your fans are looking forward to your return, hopefully against Junior Dos Santos back in July here in Las Vegas. Do you have any words for all your fans?
Yes, I'm going to be there. And thank you for the support again. Thank you for those who didn't let me down, who keep supporting me, doesn't matter what's happening. And yes, I'm going to be the guy. We're going to make that happen.
And for UFC to go to Africa as well. Well, thank you so much for your time and congratulations on all the continued success.
Thank you very much.
So that was my interview with Francis Ngannou. And today, the presser, the annual kind of big presser that the UFC holds, went down in Atlanta today. Like I said, tomorrow is UFC 236. But the reason I bring that up, because Francis is there, Kevin Lee is there. So when I get back from this quick break, I do have my interview with Kevin Lee, who makes his 170-pound, his welterweight debut in just a bit over a month from now. You can always tweet me at Helen Yee Sports. And again, I appreciate all the continued support for those who are tuning in to my show right now, who have tuned in for a while or watch my interviews on lvsportsnetwork.com. I greatly appreciate it. We'll be right back after these messages.
Contractor license 007-9414, NSCP 79415.
There's no better guard dog than a dog that loves you. Sadie's guard dog protection is just $14.95 a month and will service your home three times a year. On one visit, we'll give your air conditioner our special one-of-a-kind rejuvenation, where we make six critical adjustments and clean those outside coils the right way, not the easy way. On the second visit, we'll rejuve your furnace to make sure everyone in your household stays happy and safe and warm. On the third visit, one of Sadie's superstar plumbers will do an inside plumbing inspection. Did you know that the number one homeowner's insurance claim is house flooding due to plumbing failure? Sadie's Guard Dog Protection is the best way to make sure you never step out of bed into 2 inches of water. Sadie is offering you $525 worth of service calls for less than $180 a year. Now that's a dog that loves you. Sadie's Guard Dog Protection is just $14.95 a month at Goettl. G-O-E-T-T-L. We do things right, but it's hard to spell.
Visit GOETTL.com.
Chapman?
When was the last time you actually wanted to get an invoice? Well, you should want one when you're getting a new car or truck. And now, that's what you'll get at Chapman, so you can see exactly what we paid before you make your deal.
See what can happen?
Then we'll sweeten that deal with up to $10,000 off and 0% interest for 72 months. That's free money for 6 years on new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams. Remember, Chapman refuses to be undersold. When you see the actual invoice, you'll see how we can make that guarantee and always beat our competition's prices. Don't miss our spring sales event all this week. Your invoice with up to $10,000 off is waiting at the Chapman dealership nearest you. Chapman, Nevada's number one Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Visit ChapmanLasVegas.com for more information.
What we see on select models offers may not be combined.
Come and see what can happen at Chapman.
Henderson Blues Fest is back, April 13th at the Henderson Pavilion, featuring the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band. And the Beth Hart Band.
Love is light. Love is light.
Henderson Blues Fest, live at the Henderson Pavilion, April 13th. Tickets start at $30.50. Visit hendersonpavilion.com for tickets today.
I can't believe it.
That Philip brought his little brother on our mission into orbit?
How long until we get there? How long until we get there? How long until we get there?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
What's this button do? What's this button do? What's this button do? What's this button do?
No, don't touch that!
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Putting you in the front row at the stadium.
Here's Helen Yee with Eyes on the Game.
Eyes on the Game.
On Sports 920, The Game.
Let's go. Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game here at Extreme Couture, being joined by UFC welterweight now, safe to say, Mr. Kevin Lee, making your welterweight debut on May 18th against former lightweight champion Rafael Dos Anjos. First off, how's this camp going?
It's going smooth so far. Like I said, it's my first time moving up to welterweight, so it makes it a little bit easier to get through the hard training sessions. If anything, I think it's just going to let me push a little bit harder, push a little bit more because I get to refuel every day. So far, so good. I ain't complaining.
But so right now, before you begin the weight cutting process, is your weight about the same as when you were a lightweight, or do you kind of, you know, train a bit heavier? How does that work for you?
No, my weight will stay the same. You know, I walk around at about 182, 183 pounds. I'll probably keep that just about the same, even when I'm cutting down to lightweight. Yeah. I'm coming into the fight week about 178 pounds, 177. So I'm going to do the same thing for this one. Only thing is just going to add is just I don't have to dehydrate my body an extra 16 pounds on top of that. So I feel like that's where you'll see the most benefit. Not necessarily I'll get bigger or stronger or anything like that. I think I'll just show up healthier to the fight, and I think that's what people are excited about.
But how do you feel right now, you know, and knowing that you don't have to make that extra weight cut?
That's probably the biggest thing is it takes the stress off of you. You know, for my whole career, it's always been two battles. It's been that scale first, and then I get to worry about the fight after. For this one, I'm taking one of the battles away, so I get to focus completely and 100% on Dos Anjos because he's gonna be a good test. You know, with these fights, you know, each fight for me is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, just the way I like it. So now I get to zone in a little bit more just on him.
Now, when did you officially make that move? Because I feel like I saw you tweet back in February that you were looking for a fight in the lightweight division. So when did you decide, you know what, I want to move up now?
Yeah, I mean, lightweight was still there. I still enjoyed it. I still felt like it was something there for me, but I offer fights to everybody. I offer fights to guys way beneath me in rankings, tried to give them opportunities, and fights just kept falling through. Nobody wanted to fight. So for me, the most important thing was fighting. When they approached me with Dos Anjos, I knew he was going to take it. He's already fought the who's who of both divisions, and tough, really, really tough guys. So I knew it wasn't going to be, you know, no challenge. He was going to accept the fight, and I think he's going to show up, and we're going to really be able to give the fans a real fight. I don't think I've done that yet. You know, I think the casual fans really know me. You know, the hardcores have really seen me grow up, but I ain't really giving them that, like, real barn burner of a fight, and this might be it.
And you are coming off the fight against Al, that rematch. What did you kind of take away that from that fight the most?
Yeah, I mean, I think focus is probably, if I had to sum it up to one word, you know, there could have been better communication in the corner. There could have been a little bit of a better approach to the fight itself. But I think focus was the main word that I looked for. You know, I think I went out there just to kind of show something, kind of trying to prove something. And for this one, it ain't going to be none of that. It's about getting dirty, and it's about getting down to business and going out there and just beating them up, not trying to do nothing else, not trying not to get hit, not trying to just win the rounds and get through it, and not trying to show nobody nothing. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to beat them up.
Now, when you say prove something, do you think that in that fight you were fighting more emotional or going to game plan, or none of that was in effect?
You know, it was after the first three rounds. You know, Al's a tough guy. I knew that going into it. You know, I thought the first round was solid, and then the next two were obvious. So, you know, I adjusted myself, and, you know, I haven't really had too many close fights like that in my career. So this is just, it's one of those learning experiences. It's stuff that you grow from. The fifth round should have looked the same as the first round. And I think that's where the adjustments could have been made on my focus. But that's just something you're going to learn with.
Do you still think that you won three rounds?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I do, but at the end of the day, it is what it is, you know. And I know, especially with these MMA judges, you don't necessarily know what they're looking for all the time. And you know, I think they, only thing I can do is just focus on what I can do, and that's what it's gonna be from here on out.
Yeah, and for a chance to make a statement in the welterweight division against a former champion, RDA, how do you think that you guys stack up?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that excite me about this fight is so much movement right now at welterweight. Welterweight kind of taking over for lightweight a little bit. It's getting big. You got a lot of top flight guys, especially with Usman beating out Woodley the way that he did. I might have to switch my focus a little bit. RDA, you know, he's ranked number three right now. Once I beat him, I'm up there with them. So we'll see. Right now is solely and totally focused on him. And then May 19th, we can have that conversation.
And what about some guys who have moved up from lightweight to welterweight? Most recently, I believe Anthony Pettis, right, beat Stephen Thompson. And then even I know someone you've beaten before, Michael Chiesa, the win over Carlos Condit. So was there something that you could take away from watching those guys move up in weight?
Yeah, it's definitely something to it, you know, and it's definitely along with the evolution of the sport. You know, I think the sport is still so young, it's still growing so fast that we're starting to figure certain things out. And like you said, you see so many guys. Jorge Masvidal did the same thing against Darren Till. You know, Pettis and all these guys that are moving up and being more durable, being faster, and still being just as strong. So, I don't know. It's part of the growth of the sport. So I think that's where it's going to go. And so I'm not one stuck in my ways. I'm a grow along with it. Might make for a better fight.
Moving up in weight, though, have you started sparring Francis? You were telling me, right?
Yeah. I got to move around with him. I'm trying not to eye him right now.
He's looking at you.
Big fella. Yeah, it's a big fella. Nah, I'm moving up. I ain't moving all the way up. I ain't say I'm ready for all that yet.
Yeah, but has he always kind of helped you, or have you guys always trained together like that?
Not overly too much. You know, just that's just the way it is. You know, like respects like. So I think that's more so what it is than anything. And, you know, there are little tips and tricks. And, you know, he's a big guy, but he can find your chin. And and I kind of noticed that from him.
But have you taken him down?
I tried. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I tried, but that's a big dude. It's a big dude.
Yes, and I mean we'll be talking to Francis shortly. But lastly, I do want to ask you, because last time that we spoke, you said you really wanted the Khabib fight. Obviously, we kind of know what happened with that. So I just have to get your thoughts on him and Conor and that situation.
Yeah, I mean that situation. The whole thing is sad, you know, and it's really it's stalemated the whole division. It was a big factor in me going up to 170, and you know we'll see how the whole thing plays out after. You know the whole Conor thing is kind of laughable to me. It kind of has been for a little bit now. You know it's like you make 100 mil and you still, you know I don't get it. But that's their journey. That's that man's life. So I'm gonna let them do them, and then I'm just gonna do me. Khabib, that fight still probably, there's certain guys that I feel like, you know, we lock eyes and we just kind of know, you know without saying, one day it's just going to happen. It's going to happen with me and Conor. It's going to happen with me and Khabib. But, you know, if I got to switch my focus, and who knows, it might be me and Usman.
What do you think about Usman's win over Woodley?
It was incredible. And Usman is somebody I have a lot of respect for. And even now, still, even if we, you know, we're competitors, but I give him a lot of respect, especially for the way that he went out there and handled Woodley the way he did. You know, like I said, at the end of the day, we competitors. So if I'm up there, then I'm going to be up there, and I'm going to have to show a little bit something different. It's something that I might get excited for. You never know. I'm right now is 100% on RDA, and him beating RDA the way that he did, I'm going to steal a little bit of tips and tricks from him, and we'll see.
Yeah. And then when you mention Khabib and Conor, that would still happen. So you're saying you're not going to be at 170 forever, right? You're willing to go back to 155?
I think the sport's going to keep evolving. I think the sport's going to keep growing. Adding weight classes is definitely something that's going to come. I mean, I think we all, everybody in the community kind of all agree on it. It's something that's going to happen. We'll just have to see how this whole thing play out.
Now, Ben Askren, I believe he did tell the Schmo he thinks that'll happen in the fall, the 165 division. Have you heard anything?
I mean, I ain't heard nothing, but I've been barking them for a minute. You know, I kind of you know, died down and let some of these other guys kind of play their role. And if we a collective voice, then it make more sense. But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, if they do that, all right. I like it.
And lastly, what do you have to say to all the Motown Phenom fans who are excited and to watch not only your return, but 170 debut?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are very excited for this fight through all the buildup that I've been doing on it. I can kind of feel the energy, and it's something that I thrive on. It's something that is motivating me. So they just wait for it. Just wait on it. It's coming.
May 18th. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck to you against RDA.
Thank you. If you excuse me, I got some work to do. Got some faces to punch, so but do my thing.
What's up? What are your weekend plans? Hey, what are yours, Ari?
My weekend plans? Starting tonight, I am on my way to the very delicious Lindo Michoacán to watch. Well, I say watch. Isn't that funny? To work. I have to. I'm running the we do the pregame intermissions and postgame show live on the road. So it's Fox Sports with Frank and Ryan and fajitas.
And
and
fajitas.
Beautiful women that work there. They're really nice too. I should preface with that. They're really awesome people there, but also a lot of beautiful ladies.
Nice.
So there's that. And then I don't know yet. We'll have another one Sunday at T-Mobile. That's all I do. Weekends are for work. This is radio, so.
Hey, but we love our jobs, right?
Damn straight.
Yeah. I love my job. You love your job. We all love it. Yes. So life is great.
We love Lotus.
Yes. Are we heading to another break? Nope. Just talking through.
Yeah. Let them know what we're going to do Friday.
Yes. So my week, right? So tonight I'm covering the Aviators, but I am keeping track of the Golden Knights. Don't you worry. Good luck to them. And then tomorrow night, Saturday, the LV Lights. And then Sunday will be The Golden Knights, their first home playoff game this year, right? Kind of different than last year. I'm used to last year they had all the, it feels like the home ice advantage,
very
right?
Very different feeling, yeah.
Yeah, and then interesting. That's Sunday. And then Monday, Aviators. Tuesday, I'll be doing my show here. And then the Golden Knights, game four. So hopefully they'll be up 3-1, right?
Yes.
After game four.
Yes.
And then after that, I'm taking red eye out to New York. Hopefully, if all goes as planned, I'll have about 4 interviews exclusive on top of the Crawford versus Khan. So in total, I'm hoping 8 interviews that I'll be getting from that whole week in New York. So I'll be there through the fight week. I will have all the exclusive content and coverage on LVSportsNetwork.com where you can find everything. And then Friday, you can still tune in. I'll probably be calling in from New York on location, just trying to get some, you know, get some interviews in. And then I'll be back early Sunday to do the Golden Knights. Hopefully, if we're going to think positive, so I'll be back Sunday for the Golden Knights. Put it that way.
I like it. Wow, it's a packed weekend. Now, my big important question, screw all the sports stuff, are you going to get pizza when you're in New York?
You know what? Yes, I am. Yes.
And are you going to bring me any back? No, I'm just kidding. That one yeah, worked out too well.
I'm allowed to ship it back, right?
I guess if, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't ask you to do all that, but it's good to know.
No, I can.
It's a lot of work. Do you have regular spots? I don't know how often. You've been there before, right, to New York? Or you've been to New York before?
I have, yes.
Do you have, like, any go-to pizza spots?
Or yes, it was the oldest pizza spot in the country, I think. Pizza parlor. Yeah, from, like, early, is it 1900s?
Yeah, I know. They have all kinds of... I've been to New York a bunch of times because I'm from the East Coast, but there's no go-to pizza place. You got to just try them out when you go.
Oh, there is a go-to pizza place because you got to go to them. Get it? Ha.
Where's
that's
my
Bobby's
shot?
Classic line. The bop. Yeah, so you can always tweet me at Helen E Sports. I believe my time's up today. But like I said, check out all the coverage throughout the week on LVSportsNetwork.com. And I'll talk to you on Tuesday right before game number 4 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Yeah. Go Knights, go. Woo.